San Francisco is considering a controversial health proposal. It's a way to make using crack cocaine safer. The plan involves giving away crack pipes. This approach might sound far-fetched, but it's supported by science and experience. Many cities offer a number of health services that target people who use drugs, like methadone clinics or substance abuse recovery programs. One of the most controversial programs is Needle Exchange, which came to San Francisco back in 1992. Used syringes can spread infectious diseases like HIV or hepatitis C, but new ones eliminate that risk. So needle exchanges give away clean syringes to people who inject drugs, and that's drawn the support of organizations including the Centers for Disease Control and the American Medical Association. In San Francisco, there are about a dozen locations where people can pick up a brand new syringe at no cost. In 2012, the city spent about $1.2 million on needle exchange. That's about 75 cents a needle. Needle exchange is just one of many services for people who use drugs whose purpose isn't to get a drug user to actually quit. Instead, they take a different approach, known as harm reduction.
Harm reduction is anything that we're doing to take an activity that can be harmful and reduce that harm so it's safer.
Laura Thomas works with the Drug Policy Alliance, an organization that tries to reform drug laws. She says harm reduction means treating substance addiction with the understanding that some addicts won't quit for many years.
Once you start engaging with people as human beings, start treating them with compassion and respect, that's often the first step towards getting someone to come back, maybe get an HIV test, maybe see a doctor about their abscess, and start the process of engaging with services that can help meet their needs.
Thomas says San Francisco has been a leader in harm reduction, but now it's falling behind because, she says, there's an effective, inexpensive, and humane measure the city could enact right now for drug addicts, but it's not. Reporter Charlie Mintz takes the story from here.
I'm in the Tenderloin, headed toward Turk Street on a windy afternoon. People cluster on corners, smoking cigarettes and drinking beers from paper bags. As I go down the block, I get offered Xanax, OxyContin, pot, speed. On the corner of Turk and Jones, I see a man called G.
I don't know how representative I am of, I was going to say a typical crack user, but I don't know if there really is such a thing.
G, and that's not his real name, is a white guy with curly gray hair under a baseball cap. He's telling me what it's like to be a person who smokes crack.
I lie about my use pretty habitually. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how much I think would change in my life if I told everybody everything about, you know, about what I'm doing. I do think that there is more, there's more stigma probably attached to crack smoking than any other drug that I know of.
Advocates say this stigma has created a gap in San Francisco's harm reduction policies. People who inject drugs have needle exchange, where they can get information and supplies. But there are few services specifically directed at people who use crack. And that means they're more likely to do things that make a risky behavior even riskier. Things like having unprotected sex or smoking out of a broken pipe.
I use a broken pipe every day. I cut up my hand, actually. You can't really see it anymore, but I actually cut up my... This was like a month ago. I had a whole bunch of little cuts in there that were definitely deep enough from the broken end of a pipe that I was, you know, pushing the screen through.
If it's not clear what he's saying, picture this. At one end of the pipe, there's a screen, usually made out of a Brillo pad. Broken up crack rocks are sprinkled on that screen, lit and inhaled from the other end of the pipe. This leaves a resin, which can be smoked again.
They were definitely like deep enough cuts that if somebody besides me had been smoking from there, I mean, there would seriously be a possibility for infection.
An infection like HIV or hepatitis C. Research has shown that crack smokers have higher rates of both diseases. And sharing pipes, especially broken pipes, is one possible cause. Crack users sometimes burn their lips on pipes. and when those injuries bleed, it creates another way to spread infections. G says he doesn't know why he uses a broken pipe. He understands the risks. He could get a replacement for about a dollar at the corner store. But he keeps his broken one.
I mean, I think that for so many people, the urge to just get high is so overwhelming that people don't care if they're putting their freaking lives at stake, you know?
People who use drugs are prone to making impulsive, dangerous decisions. Programs like Needle Exchange try to reduce the harm those decisions cause, so an intravenous drug user has a clean needle right there when he or she wants to inject. Harm reduction advocates say smart policies can make smoking crack safer too, and they have a proposal for how to do this. We're in a conference room high above Van Ness Avenue. Members of San Francisco's HIV Prevention Planning Council sit at long tables munching sandwiches. This is where, in January, advocates for drug users proposed a plan to make smoking crack safer.
And the most controversial piece in this was crack pipe distribution.
Give away crack pipes for free. Several groups give other harm reduction materials away, like mouthpieces or alcohol wipes, but because pipes are illegal, not the pipe itself. Not yet, anyway. The HPPC voted unanimously to study the plan, but before it could conduct its study, something happened. A reporter who'd attended the meeting wrote a story about the proposal to distribute free crack pipes. And that story got a lot of attention.
One group has a new recommendation to stop the spread of HIV. They want the city of San Francisco to start handing out crack pipes.
Blogs picked up the story, and many mocked the idea. Mayor Ed Lee publicly opposed the measure and privately encouraged the Department of Public Health to distance itself from the proposal. But other cities, such as Seattle, have already embraced the idea.
Yeah, I really feel like it's one of our most successful programs.
Shiloh Murphy co-founded the Urban Survivors Union. It's a network of drug users who lobby for alternative drug laws. He also runs the People's Harm Reduction Alliance in Seattle, which offers free Hep C testing, safe injection advice, needle distribution, and, since 2010, crack pipes.
We have homeless people who are cocaine smokers who now are part of running our program, who are in housing and whose lives have changed because of our program, right? So we have made a generation of people caring and knowledge about their health, and that can only be a positive thing. The stigma is starting to wash away a little.
Murphy says he has more than anecdotes to back him up. Two Canadian studies found that distributing crack kits decreased risky behavior, like sharing pipes and using broken ones. A Vancouver nonprofit has installed crack pipe vending machines, which sell the devices for a quarter. It's unlikely that such innovations will come to San Francisco, but local activists are taking matters into their own hands. I'm back in the Tenderloin on a weekday night. Down on the next block, a police SUV idles, lights flashing. A crowd watches it suspiciously. But Isaac Jackson pays no mind. He's the founder of the San Francisco chapter of the Urban Survivors Union. And tonight, he's giving away free crack pipes.
Why don't you just give me the whole box?
Jackson and a couple other group members stand on the sidewalk along a chain-link fence bordering an empty lot. They've given away pipes, alcohol swabs, mouthpieces, and other harm reduction materials every week since early March.
This is a way of telling people, hey, you know, someone cares about you. You know, we want people not to get sick. Here comes Ron. How's the movie?
Eternity! Oh, you're taking a blast, are you?
How was
he's opening up like he's going to take a blast. Oh, he's got three Hooters.
They offer the kits to anyone passing by on the sidewalk. Within 5 minutes, they get their first taker.
Giving them out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Can I give my wife one?
One per person.
Now people are coming in twos and threes. And for an activity that's illegal, it's a mellow affair. People show up, ask for a kit, say thanks, and walk away. About half an hour into the distribution, another group comes. It's a church group. They're offering free Doritos and Jesus.
What's your name?
Isaac.
Hi, Isaac. I'm Alette. Nice to meet you. How's your day going?
I don't think this is
okay, what's okay about it?
We have a brand
give that card
lemon.
Lemon.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Want one?
No, no, thank you. Okay. Is there anything that you want us to pray for?
Whenever I'll go.
Pray for drug users.
Jackson says that he'll keep giving away the crack kits until the city takes over. But that doesn't look likely. The proposal made by the HIV Prevention Planning Council to give away the kits, it's on ice at the Department of Public Health. So giving away crack pipes is still illegal. Jackson points out that needle exchange started the same way, as an underground activity. In cities around the country, activists broke the law, until the law changed. In San Francisco, I'm Charlie Mintz for Cross Currents.